Okay, so it's Thursday the 9th of December 2010 and I woke up this morning at 6:15, got myself ready to work and out to the car. Got to the car a bit earlier this morning, got in there and it was frozen solid, so had to de-ice all that, get it ready. So yeah, and a little bit of a cold spell. Apparently for the weekend it's going to be warmer, but we'll see. Got to work, reasonable time, just as I was going in there, the original 300SL Gullwing was going into the handover area, with one of the logistics team called Thomas driving it, and while I was there I just helped him park it, and then I said to him, could I take a picture of the steering wheel and dashboard? Sounded a bit of an odd request, but got the camera in there to take a picture of where all the switches are. Quite an important thing to do, because I drive it once in a while, once in a blue moon, but all the switches, it's an amazing array of switches, loads and loads all over the dashboard, and actually they're mirror image one side of the car to the other, but unfortunately none of them are labelled in any way at all, so you'd have no idea what they will do. There's the choke, there's the ignition, there's the hazard lights, indicators, there's lights, the fuel pump, all sorts of things that you need to know, but none of it's labelled. So I took a picture, and then thought, right, later on today I'll go and label it up. So I've made a picture, labelled it up, so now I know where all they are. So that will help me out. Main reason for that is, on Sunday I'm going to be doing an event where I'm doing pasteurising it all day, and if the weather's changed I need to know when the windscreen wipers are and how to turn the lights on, which would be great. Today was all about finishing training with Russell Walker, one of our new coaches, and it was his final day, and good for us he passed that. Spent the morning going through a series of exercises to make sure he's happy and confident with how they work, and in the afternoon had assessments on all those areas, and he did well with that. Once I did that, I had various bits and pieces to do. Also jumped on the computer, and as I said, I used that picture and also to put some arrows and type up where all the switches are for the Gullwing. And that means I'm prepped up, ready to go for the weekend. So, all in all, not bad. Signed the radios in, got home, and now I'm going to go to bed a bit earlier tonight. That's why this one's a bit earlier, because at 6:30 tomorrow morning, I will be at Gatwick, taking Mum and Dad to Gatwick Airport, because they're going up for a few days to Edinburgh, which is handy because this time last week Edinburgh Airport was shut because of the snow. Still a lot of snow up there, but enough for them to get about, which is okay. So yeah, I'll be getting up at stupid o'clock in the morning, so I'm going to sign off for now. I'll put a little picture of the layout of where all the switches are on the Gullwing, but until next time, goodbye now.